to the Empowered Serenity Podcast. I'm Brent Peake, a licensed professional counselor and therapeutic coach. Are you ready to reclaim your self-worth, reduce stress, and build stronger, healthier relationships? Then you've come to the right place. Each week, we'll dive into practical strategies and heartfelt insights designed to help you cultivate inner peace and live a more empowered, balanced life. That's the journey we're on together. From emotional healing to transformative connections, we'll explore a variety of topics to support you on your path to true empowerment and serenity. Join me on this journey to deep emotional healing and discover the peace and strength within you. Welcome to a quick take episode of the Empowered Serenity Podcast. I'm Brent Peake, licensed professional counselor and therapeutic coach. I wanted to get on just for a few minutes today and talk about a meme that I saw on Facebook. So, and this is going to be a little bit controversial, I think, because some of you are going to hear what I'm about to say, and you're going to say, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. That's why I feel the way I do. And then others of you are going to hear me say this, and you're just going to think that I am way too sensitive and too soft. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm not talking to you. I'm not going to try and convince you that what I'm about to say is important. I am mostly talking to those who are going to hear this. It's going to resonate with you, and you're going to get it. And if you don't get it, that's okay. I am mostly talking to those of you who get this. So here's the meme. It's a picture set probably in the late 70s, early 80s. And I saw this on a Gen X Facebook group, which I'm a part of because I'm Gen X. And it's a picture of a dad standing on the edge of a pool, and he's tossing his kid in the pool. And there's a little word bubble above the kid saying, but dad, I can't swim. And dad's responding with, not with that attitude. So let it sink in. You might find it humorous. That's okay. Frankly, I did too at the beginning, but then it hit me really quick. And I remembered a few things that I've experienced with some of my clients. Frankly, that type of experience is a rather common traumatic piece of my client's history. Clients that I work with, that exact experience of being not taught how to swim, but forced to swim by being thrown in a body of water. And frankly, it's even worse if they were thrown into a lake where they couldn't see the bottom. And some of you can relate to that. So again, some of you right now are hearing me say this and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I know where he's going with this. You're too sensitive. And I am totally fine if you just tune me out and wait for the next episode. And maybe we'll agree on that one. I am talking to those of you who went through either that exact experience, because I know a lot of my clients have, or something similar where you were just expected to toughen up and get through it, figure it out. When a child is terrified, what they need most from a parent in that moment is to be cared for, to know that their feelings of fear and terror matter to their parents. There are no ifs, ands, or buts around that. There are better ways to teach your kid things, especially to swim. There are better ways to teach your kid to swim without needing to terrorize them. And if your goal is to induce the terror in the first place, then the real lesson wasn't to teach them to swim. The real lesson was, and I get the sentiment here, sometimes you're on your own and you got to figure things out. And there are other types of situations where that lesson can be taught to a child, but not one like this, where a child is in literal fear of their safety and, in many cases, their life. It is simply not appropriate, and frankly, it's cruel. So, a lot of you had an experience like that. You look back on it now, and you're thinking, well, I survived it, and my kids will survive that too. I'm sorry, but that's just not a great attitude to raise your kids with. Kids need to know that at the moments of the worst terror they've experienced, no matter what your perception is of that moment, they need to know that there is someone there that they can count on, especially in that situation, a parent. But if you're thinking that, well, I survived it, my kids will survive that too, there are effects of that kind of parenting that you're probably unaware of. And frankly, you've probably wounded your kids more than you realize. And you're probably also thinking, well, kids these days are too soft. And I would disagree with that. I think you're setting up a straw man argument. And it's not an all or nothing thing here. It's not black or white. It's not either, okay, kids are too soft, so we just need to be overly tough. No, there is always a healthier middle road. And if you are teaching your kids, training your kids, and to be in the extremes like that, that everything's all or nothing, well, then there are other issues there. Most of you, I think, that are listening can probably relate to the terror. And that is a core wound that needs to be healed. Now, quick plug here for the form of therapy that I use with my therapy clients, accelerated resolution therapy. Love it, love it, love it. It is great for, you know what? I haven't found anything it isn't great for yet, but especially for traumatic experiences, less than nurturing or affirming experiences that you may have gone through as a child. Accelerated resolution therapy, in my experience, 9 times out of 10, will get rid of all the symptoms of PTSD in less than 45 minutes. Done it many times with my clients. It's great. Find a therapist in your area that uses ART, accelerated resolution therapy. You deserve to be healed from something like that. But my guess is that if you went through a situation like that, that you are probably the kind of person that tends to minimize your needs, minimize your vulnerable emotions, and yet feel them rather deeply. Around other people, you act like things are not a big deal, but deep inside, you know that you're struggling. You feel a vulnerability that you don't show. And frankly, that's kind of the lesson you learn from a parent that wants to teach you things through terror. You learn to try to stifle those fearful, vulnerable emotions and act like they're not there. And that creates a distance, that creates a disconnect between us and the people we care about. And number one, we feel like we have to hide those in order to keep the approval of other people, but we also fear the shame that may come. So it is important, number one, if you went through experiences like that, it is important, and let me just say it this way, it is okay for you to go get therapy for that. Don't listen to people who are going to tell you, well, I went through something like that. I know a bunch of people, everyone my age went through something like that. You know what? If it's bothering you, go see a therapist. If you find a therapist that does accelerated resolution therapy, it's probably only going to take one session to address an experience like that. It is okay to get therapy for something like that, because the issue isn't what the people are telling you the issue is. The issue isn't your sensitivity. The issue is you were literally thrown into a position of terror by a parent who should have done better. I realize that for many of us, our parents just, they did what they knew. They didn't know any better. And here's what I say to that. Don't let the era excuse the error. Don't let the era, the time period, don't let the era excuse the error. It was still not a healthy parenting experience. So That's my little rant about the meme I saw on Facebook. I get it. It's funny. And when you're done laughing about it, which for me was pretty quickly, realize that the issue isn't you're insensitive. That's not it at all. The issue is that your parents used terror to parent you, and that is not appropriate. I have a feeling I'm going to get some flack for this podcast, and I'm good with it. If you want to give me flack for it, I'm probably going to ignore it because I don't think we're going to have a productive conversation about it. And frankly, I don't expect you to agree with me, and I don't need you to agree with me. Who I'm talking to are the people who were hurt by an experience like that. And I'm more than happy to hear from you all, because that kind of a wound matters. I see that as a core wound that can not just create one terrorizing experience, but can create a lifetime of wounded behaviors and disconnection in our life. Because frankly, that probably wasn't the only time that it felt like your safety wasn't important. Now, I'm not saying that our parents doing that were actually putting us in unsafe situations, but when it happened, we were terrorized. That matters. And I simply don't think that a parent should manufacture situations that terrorize a child. So I have a pretty strong opinion on that. I hope you agree with me. If you don't, that's fine. And if you do, I'd love to hear from you. You can go to BrentPeak.com and shoot me a message. There are some resources that I've designed to help some folks out with some different issues, but take a look there. And if you want to have a conversation or want to work with me, feel free to reach out. So my first controversial episode, I think. We'll see. I don't know. Anyways, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more episodes of the Empowered Serenity Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Empowered Serenity Podcast. I hope our conversation today has inspired you to embrace your journey toward deeper emotional healing, empowerment, and inner peace. Be sure to check the show notes for any resources that may have been mentioned in this episode. And don't forget to visit BrentPeak.com for additional resources and information about working with me. If you found value in our discussion, please share this podcast with others who might benefit, and consider subscribing and leaving a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people seeking transformative change. And remember, the path to empowered serenity is a journey, and you're not alone. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward with hope and resilience. The information provided in the Empowered Serenity Podcast is for educational and informational purposes only, and is not intended as a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, therapist, or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or mental health concerns. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast. If you are experiencing a crisis, please contact your local emergency services or seek immediate help from a mental health professional. The views expressed by guests on the podcast are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Brent Peak or North Valley Therapy Services.